That's longer than most player contracts. Well, he's got some security, and the players obviously are going to realize he's not going anywhere. They might be. Matt Cause from TSN 1050 joins us to discuss it. Matt, Leaf fans, how are they reacting to Sir Babcock's arrival?
They cannot be more ecstatic. Finally, something good happens in the city of Toronto. And let me say this right now to Edmonton. Everyone's all happy in Edmonton, you know, with your good news about Connor McDavid. But, you know, see here in Toronto, we can as well. So if you could tell Strudwick, I think that's the name of a guy that does some work with you, if you could tell him from Brian Hayes to suck it. Because here in Toronto, we finally have a little good news as well. So this is, we're foreign to this. We're confused here in the city of Toronto when something good happens. And I've told most of the fans, if you're dizzy, if you feel lightheaded, don't operate heavy machinery right now. Just sit down and breathe. Because today is one of the few days that isn't a bad day to be a Leaf fan.
Oh, no, definitely not. A lot of work to do in Toronto.
Of course.
What are they going to do about... Is Shanahan just going to be the general manager? What's going to happen next?
Oh, he basically is. Let's face it. Brendan Shanahan has basically been the general manager since day one. He took over. And the fact that, you know, the amount of power that Dubas and Hunter had, and those guys were making moves, doing signings, and were basically acting as de facto GMs. And, you know, it's sort of a conclave of intelligent minds here. It's not about, you know, one GM who has all the control. So it basically is going to be Shanahan. I think eventually they'll hire someone, and they might call him a general manager, you know, like a Mike Fiuta type, you know, or Gordon from the Rangers. But it basically is Shanahan is the de facto GM. Bring in a young, bright mind that can grow with the team. And let's face it, Babcock has an eight-year deal, and that's sort of the plan that the Maple Leafs want. And that's what they had even from firing Gord Dineen and Kyle Dubas coming in and saying they're just looking for young, you know, young, hungry coaches.
Babcock comes in. If you're Mike Babcock, what is the first thing you're going to implement in Toronto?
The first thing you're going to, God, that's a good question. The first thing you have to do is just assess the core. Do you want Kessel to be around? Because the Leafs are not going to be good for the next couple of years. Do you want Kessel around? By the time the Leafs are eventually going to be considered maybe contenders, it's going to take at least 3 years. Kessel's going to be well past his prime. So it's going to be, what do you do with Kessel? What do you do with Phaneuf, Bozak, Lupul? I mean, I think you try your best to move Bozak and Lupul and even Dion Phaneuf at this point. I think that's the first order of business that I think that Babcock will have some say in, obviously. I mean, he wanted to bring in Phaneuf to the Detroit Red Wings before. So I think it's first about talent assessment. And then after that, it's going to be about the young guys. That's going to be the biggest part of his job. That's why I think Leaf fans should be happy. Is you're going to have a guy here that knows how to work with young players. And if you're Morgan Riley or Jake Gardner or Kadri or even Nylander, you have to be happy to know that you have a very successful and respected coach for the next 8 years. You have stability, which is something that has been missing from the Maple Leafs since, well, Pat Quinn.
Matt Cause joins us from TSN, and you know, and Quinn was the guy who had a lot of success in Toronto, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like a lot of success. I know people think the only success now is the Stanley Cup. I'm not one of them. It's hard to win. Only one team wins. You can have a successful season and not win the Stanley Cup.
Absolutely, and Pat Quinn, those were the years where they were beating Ottawa, which we always giggled and laughed at, and you know, they got close in the one year where they lost to Carolina, or they lost to Philadelphia in overtime. I mean, they had good years with Quinn and Matt Sundin. I mean, those were good seasons. And yeah, you're right, only one team can win it. So, I mean, again, this is a great move for Toronto because you have a salary cap. The Leafs can only spend the same amount of money as Arizona, you know, or just small market teams like that. This was their only opportunity. So why, you know, overspend for a coach and double the salary versus the next highest paid coach when you can nearly triple the salary of the next highest paid coach? If you're Joel Quenneville, this is a great day for you. Even if you lose to Anaheim, this is a winning day if you're Joel Quenneville.
Oh, Definitely, I would agree on that. The rivalry, Toronto and Buffalo. I know it's very close proximity. I know Toronto and Montreal always seems to get a bigger rivalry. But man, Sabres fans pretty fired up today. Their management again is fired up today. And you know they lost out on the lottery, which was just pure luck. And today they lost out, likely because Toronto's a bigger market, because I don't think Buffalo was getting outbid in this one. It just came down to the aura of trying to win in Toronto for a guy like Matt Babcock was just too appealing.
You know, it's a good point. And let's think about ego for a second. And let's think of ego not as a negative, because we all have an ego. Well, part of ego is you want to be well compensated. Well, he got well compensated. I think as much money as Pegula was going to shell out, well, he got from the Maple Leafs. But then on the other side, if you win in Buffalo, that's great. That's going to be a great story. Every now and then you'll get the front page. But you're not the Buffalo Bills. You're still not the number one story. San Jose, you're not the number one story. Detroit, you're not the number one story. But in Toronto, you would be. It's not an NFL town, obviously. It's not a CFL town. By the way, I felt bad for the Argonauts. They were supposed to be the big story today, moving to BMO, but well, that got moved to the back pages. But if you win in Toronto, if you win in hockey in this city, you're a god. I mean, winning in hockey here is bigger than any other market, even in Edmonton, because at least you guys have memories of Stanley Cups and of going to the finals, a couple lockouts ago. What do the Toronto Maple Leafs have? This is it's bigger here than anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, I can I totally can see that. And then, you know what, makes a lot of sense. Why not? You need something positive to change things around. And I know they're having the big press conference tomorrow, which is obviously when Babcock will announce why he chose
11 o'clock. It's cutting in on Macko and Cause. It's cutting in on our show.
Are you just going to go to it live, right? Why not?
Oh, we're going to it live, and then I'll just spend like the 25 minutes doing snark tweets the whole time, because that's what I do. That's what you do during a press conference.
You mentioned earlier trading Dion Phaneuf. Detroit was one of the teams that wanted to acquire Dion Phaneuf. Yeah. And Babcock was the coach there. Ken Holland was the GM. Now that Babcock's in Detroit, do you think maybe he says, hey, wait a sec, guys, you need good defense to win? And while Dion Phaneuf might not be a franchise defenseman, he's still a pretty good defenseman.
He is a good defenseman, but I think Babcock would look at Phaneuf in Detroit differently than in Toronto. In Detroit, it might, you know, makes more sense as a team that is ready to win now, that, you know, could use another veteran presence. You know, let's think about the ages of Zetterberg and Datsyuk. You know, those guys are in their mid-30s. Phaneuf, I believe, is a little bit younger than them, and they're a team that is trying to win now as they grow Tatar and Nyquist and maybe Mrazek. You know, so they're a team that is trying to win now. For the Maple Leafs, let's face it, as great as today is, and it's fantastic, no one has any, you know, illusions to think that Toronto 2 years from now is going to be a legitimate Stanley Cup contender. They're not going to be. It's going to take more than 2 years. So while Phaneuf, I think Phaneuf would make more sense in Detroit than it is Toronto, and then again, it just comes down to the very simple question, can Toronto get good value for Phaneuf or Kessel or Lupo or Bozak? You know, and if you can't, you hold on to them. But if you can, you move them.
Speaking of the Argos, I know there's, speaking of rivalries, I guess, the Toronto soccer fans and the football fans now are going to dislike each other one or more.
So thin-skinned. I got to tell you, first, praise for TFC fans. They've been fantastic. They sell out. Their energy, their enthusiasm, the atmosphere at BMO, even with a team that's never made the playoffs, and every team makes the playoffs in MLS except for Toronto. So they've been fantastic fans. They've been so loyal. But remember a couple things. When the stadium was built, football was meant to be a part of it. Yes, the Argonauts screwed up by, you know, trying to find other places, but it's still the fact is the stadium was funded with public-funded money, and it was meant to be more than just a soccer stadium. Football was supposed to be a part of it. And with the amount of money that MLSE has, and with Tim Leiwicki, the stadium's going to be fine. It's going to be fine for soccer. This is mostly, I think, just a lot of soccer fans who are worried because someone else gets to play in their clubhouse, and they're upset because they were the only ones allowed. And let's face it, soccer fans have a chip on their shoulder. They're always like, what do you mean you don't like soccer? And when you say you don't like soccer, they say you're a horrible human being and that somehow you're not cultured. You know, and so they're thin-skinned. So, they're upset. So, get over it, TFC fans. You'll be fine. It's not going to hurt your field that much, and it's better for the city. It's better for the country, and good on you guys. You've been unbelievable fans. You do deserve all the credit in the world. I'm not just saying that to try to be nice. It's true. But at the same time, this is reality. Deal with it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I kind of was surprised by, you know, especially the seasons. You're talking nine games, and if they're not in the playoffs, then it only impacts like six of them. So
yeah, exactly. So it's fine. It's nine home games. It's one preseason game, and then whatever happens in the postseason.
Matt, will what street will be named after Babcock when he wins the Stanley Cup in Toronto?
Oh, that's an excellent question. We've been debating the parade route. Because University Avenue is the best place to start. There's a lot of lanes, not a lot of places where you can park cars. I'm thinking they're going to change King Street because, you know, he is now the king that has been delivered unto us. You started this by saying Sir Babcock. So I think King Street should get switched to Babcock Street.
Sure. Why not? Hey, I'll tell you right now, if the Leafs ever win a cup and Babcock's there, he and, well, if it's Shanahan, like, they will be revered forever.
If they win a Stanley Cup, Babcock gets the $5 bill, Shanahan gets the $10, and the rest of Canada gets angry because we focus way too much on the city of Toronto and not the rest of the nation.
And that's why the good news is we won't have to worry about it because they're unlikely to win.
Hey, listen, give us our moments. You guys got Connor McDavid. You guys got Peter Chiarelli. You guys got Todd McCullough. It's been the summer of Edmonton. Can we have this one moment?
It's true.
Moment.
Now, think about that for a second, Matt, because Edmonton is from outside, like, especially in Toronto, not you, but other people have taken shot after shot after Edmonton. Like, I found it interesting how many people across the country were suddenly like, you know, this little dump, why did they deserve it? Like, they got Gretzky.
Hey,
now they get McDavid.
Listen, take it as a compliment. The worst thing in the world is when everyone ignores you. What is who are you? We don't even know who you are.
I agree.
The fact that people are upset, that are angry at Edmonton, that is a good sign. You know the most hated team in baseball? The Yankees. Why? Because they win. Enjoy the hate. Embrace the hate.
I think it'd be awesome. Oilers fans would love it if they could even make the playoffs. Never mind win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you're just not draft number one overall. Just, you know, start there, Edmonton.
Baby steps.
And listen, your CFL team is great. I think they beat Calgary this year.
Well, we'll see. They would have to try because they were 0-5 last year. So
I know. They'll beat them this year.
I would agree with that. That's a safe statement.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe one.
Matty, our former employee, Jason Strudwick, will pass along hello for you.
Good. Pass that on.